Video: Mexican soldiers under fire during chase of cartel gunmen near Texas border. By Cartel Chronicles on April 1, 2023. Fierce shootouts between cartel gunmen and Mexican soldiers continue in and around the border city of Nuevo Laredo. The intense shootouts come at a time when politicians claim that the border state of Tamaulipas is safe. A leaked bodycam video of a recent shootout near Nuevo Laredo captured the intensity of a firefight. The video shows Mexican soldiers chasing a group of gunmen from the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas along a highway. The rolling shootout began when a group of gunmen in a black pickup fired at the military forces as the gunmen tried to escape. Hashtag Ojo, hashtag Nuevo Laredo, hashtag Tamaulipas. Un día normal en tierras malas. Hashtag Embajadores de la Muerte, hashtag AMXPIC.twitter.com/TQP. C7GA7Q. La Voz del Pueblo, official, at El Pueblo 2, March 26, 2023. While the gunman cannot be seen in the video, exchanges of machine gun fire can be heard as the soldiers in the back of a vehicle try to remain behind cover. A second military vehicle can be seen driving up from behind as the chase continues. One of the soldiers screams out that they are taking fire from the sides as they continue the chase. The video ends shortly thereafter. The clash comes at a time when the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas continues to have operational control over the city of Nuevo Laredo. As Breitbart Texas has reported, that criminal organization is responsible for a large number of forced disappearances and kidnappings that are carried out with complete impunity. In recent months, Tamaulipas experienced a sharp rise in cartel violence while officials claim that crime is decreasing. As Breitbart Texas has reported, several high-ranking state officials, including Governor Americo Villarreal, continue to benefit from alleged ties to organized crime. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by E.F. Robles from Jalisco.